The bakers of Slow Bake Wonder Bread and Hostess Cakes present Pretty Kitty Kelly.
I can hardly believe it. They're all here. The moment has come. If I'm right, and I'm more than sure that I am, Edwin Wilde's murderer is here in this very house. The house where Wilde was killed 6 years ago. Oh, somehow I can't forget the frightened look on Mrs. Mullins' face when she first saw Mrs. Gibbons. Well, she hurried her off to a room as though they had very important things to say to each other. But then I'm sure they have. Well, no matter what happens, the murderer can't leave the house now. Sergeant O'Toole and his men have seen to that. Oh, dear, I hope I'm going right. I hope that movie will solve Wilde's murder once and for all.
Would you spend just 15 cents to make tonight's dinner a real feast? Is it worth exactly 3 nickels to you to win praise and applause from Dad and the children? Well, if you've already said yes in your mind, simply do this. Next time you phone or visit your food store, ask for the delicious new Hostess Butterscotch Loaf. Yes, the wonderfully tempting, husband-appealing cake now being baked for you in the spotless Hostess Cake Kitchen. And say, just imagine a superbly baked feather-like cake, lavishly frosted with rich, creamy, home-style butterscotch, generously sprinkled with roasted pecans. Just imagine the excitement this wonderful treat will make when served on the table tonight. The final glorious touch to your dinner. And here's an idea. Don't tell your husband you didn't bake this delicious butterscotch loaf yourself. Men don't have to know everything. And it's mighty hard to tell the difference. Because our skillful Hostess bakers use fine white flour, whole eggs, fine powdered sugar, and other homey ingredients in their butterscotch loaf. Yes, in the luscious frosting, they use fine creamery butter, fine powdered sugar, and nothing else. Even women who pride themselves on their baking agree they could not make a more wholesome and delicious frosting in their own kitchen. Now, no matter what your experience might have been with ordinary store cakes in the past, you have an amazing discovery to make when you order Hostess Butterscotch Loaf. Delicious to look at, delicious to taste. In fact, if you'll just serve this Hostess Butterscotch Loaf for this evening's dinner, we'll stake our reputation against your husband's appetite. This cake just calls out loud for another helping. And remember, the scotchiest thing about Hostess Butterscotch Loaf is the price. Just 15 cents serves 12 generous slices. Ask your grocer for Hostess Butterscotch Loaf today. Make tonight's dinner a really glorious meal with this man's favorite cake. Look for Hostess Butterscotch Loaf in the special Pretty Kitty Kelly display on your food store counter.
Now back to Kitty's story. Our scene today is the living room of Mrs. Mullins' house. All those invited by Kitty for the showing of the picture are on hand. B.K. Kessler, Oliver Jensen, Dennis Pierce, Doug Lowndes, Sergei Golitsyn, Jerome Brooks, and Mrs. Gibbons. Mrs. Gibbons, however, has not yet reappeared since following Mrs. Mullins to her bedroom to leave her coat and hat. In the shrubbery outside the open French window, Sergeant O'Toole is ready and waiting for the promised finale to the murder of Edwin Wilde. Kitty and Bunny are talking to B.K., the production chief at Kitty's studio.
What I finally decided to use, Kitty, for your picture with Dennis Pierce was an old story we'd been working on for Helen Morris. One of our stars weren't shining so bright as she used to. Oh, here it comes, the young fellow now. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, B.K. Glad to see you.
Are you all ready, Dennis?
Yeah. I was just going to set up a screen. Everybody here?
Yes, Mr. Golitsyn just arrived.
Where's Mrs. Gibbons?
Oh, she's here. Mrs. Mullins took her to her room.
Oh.
How did everything go on location, Dennis?
Okay, I think. You seen the rushes?
Tomorrow.
I was going to complain. The assistant director said it was an old story that had been cooked up for Helen Morris and that everybody turned down. But the scenes we shot seemed to be pretty good, so I decided to keep quiet.
I put 2 expensive writers on it. I think it's all right now.
I hope so. means a lot to Kitty and me.
Oh, it means a lot to me, too, my boy. I wouldn't put you and Kitty in a vehicle I didn't think was all right for you.
Well, Candace, you and Bunny better get the chair sort of fixed, and I'll set up the screen. We're all set to go.
All right, Dennis.
I'll go over and talk to Gallitzin. I want him to see those rushes in the morning, too.
All right, Mr. Kessler.
I'll set the screen up, Kitty.
Yes, Dennis. Bunny and I get chairs around.
Well, here come the fireworks. All this, Mrs. Gibbons. Jensen's going over there.
Come in, Millie. Come and say hello to everyone.
You better go over and talk to her, too, kid.
Bunny, how can I?
Go on, go on.
Hey, I think you know everyone here.
Arbor, I don't feel very well. Come right in, Mrs. Gibbons. I'm so glad you were able to come.
Now, Miss Kelly, I don't think Mrs. Gibbons feels very well. She's been ill, you know. I suppose we put you over there near that French window where you can get some air.
Oh, no, not over there. I'm all right.
Why, you're actually trembling, Millie. Here, you better sit down somewhere.
Here. Here's a chair, Mrs. Gibbons.
Thank you. Sit down, Millie.
Would you like a glass of water or a glass of punch, Mrs. Gibbons?
Well, I think I'd like a glass of water.
Well, I'll get it, Miss Kelly.
No, I'll get it. You stay here with Mrs. Gibbons. Bunny.
Yeah, Kit?
I'm going out in the kitchen for a minute to get Mrs. Gibbons a glass of water.
Okay.
I'll be right back, Mrs. Gibbons. Thank you.
Oh, Miss Kelly.
Oh, I just came back to get a glass of water, Mrs. Mullins. Mrs. Gibbons isn't feeling very well. Oh, you finished the sandwiches.
I'm glad you came back, Miss Kelly. I was coming in to get you. I wanted to talk to you.
What's the matter?
Miss Kelly, what is this picture you're going to show here tonight?
Why,
she's right, isn't she? It's a picture about Edwin Wilde.
Who's right, Mrs. Mullins? Whom are you talking about?
So that's what you and Jensen have been doing here. Making a picture about Edwin Wilde.
Is there any harm in that, Mrs. Mullins? After all, Edwin Wilde was Oliver Jensen's brother. He's just trying to learn the truth about what happened here.
But how can he find out what happened to his brother? How could he make a picture of what happened here that night? There isn't anybody knows what happened here that night. Edwin Wilde was alone here when he was shot.
But Mrs. Mullins, he didn't shoot himself.
They'll never find out who was here. Never, do you understand?
It's pretty hard to hide the truth forever, Mrs. Mullins.
Miss Kelly, you don't think that I'm hiding anything, that I know anything about Edwin Wilde's murder. The police have questioned me half a dozen times. If I'd known anything, I would have told them.
But I haven't said you know anything about Edwin Wilde's death, Mrs. Mullins. Really, I don't know why you're so excited.
But who does he accuse, Miss Kelly? Who does he think did it?
Why, Mr. Jensen first suspected Sergei Gallitzin.
Oh, no.
But he knows now that Gallitzin didn't shoot Edwin Wilde.
Then who does he suspect, Miss Kelly? Who does he suspect now?
Oh, poor Mr. Jensen. I really feel sorry for him. He'd been searching for his brother's murderer for so long, and he was sure he'd found him. But just when he seemed on the verge of success, he was forced to realize that Gallitzin couldn't possibly have done it.
Then why is he showing that picture tonight? Oh, it isn't him that's doing it. It's you and Dennis, isn't it? Mrs. Gibbons said that you told Oliver Jensen that you're going to show him the murderer of his brother tonight.
The murderer of Edwin Wilde never appears on the screen, Mrs. Mullins.
What?
It's true. You don't see who it is that shot Edwin Wilde.
Oh, then you don't know, Miss Kelly.
Oh, yes. Yes, Mrs. Mullins, I know.
But you can't do it, Miss Kelly. You don't understand.
What do you mean?
You didn't know him. You don't know what he did, Edwin Wilde.
Mrs. Mullins, you know who shot Edwin Wilde, don't you?
No, I wasn't here that night. I didn't get here till 8:30 the next morning.
I don't think you're that careless, Mrs. Mullins.
What?
You knew Edwin Wilde was having that breakfast party the next morning, didn't you? You told me yourself. But with such an important event taking place, wouldn't the housekeeper upon whom everything depended arrive long before 8:30 in the morning?
What are you driving at, Miss Kelly?
You came back that night, Mrs. Mullins.
I didn't. The cook next door was crazy. I never came back here, and I didn't have to be back. I told the cook what to do the day before.
Bunny.
Kitty, what's the matter?
Oh, Miss Kelly and I were just talking, Miss Wilson.
Mrs. Gibbons is waiting for a glass of water, Kit, and Dennis says he's all set to go. You're coming too, ain't you, Mrs. Mullins? You going to watch the picture?
Yes, I'm coming.
Wait until I get the glass of water, Bunny.
Oh, there's some ice in that bucket, Miss Kelly. If you want, put some ice in the glass.
Thank you, Mrs. Mullins.
Well, wouldn't you like a tray?
No, thank you. I think this will be all right. You'll come in, Mrs. Mullins.
I'll be right in.
Come on, Kit. What's the matter with Mrs. Mullins?
Well, they've been talking, Bunny. She and Mrs. Gibbons. Jensen's told Mrs. Gibbons what we've done.
Jeepers, is she wise?
Well, I think she is. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Come, we must hurry. And while Dennis is showing the picture, we've got to watch both of them. If Mrs. Mullen speaks to Mrs. Gibbons, we've got to know it. Understand?
Oh, I'll watch for them. Straighten out your face before you go in there. Everybody will know something's wrong.
Oh, all right.
Honestly, Billy, I don't know what's wrong with you. The doctor says you're tired and worn out, but you've been resting. Can't understand why she has such a case of nerves.
Here's the glass of water, Mrs. Gibbons. I'm sorry I was so long. Well,
thank you, Miss Kelly.
Miss Kelly, Dennis has been looking for you.
Hey, Kitty.
Oh, where are you, Dennis?
Oh, there he is, Kitty, in Wilde's old projection room.
Oh, Dennis.
Look, his head is in that frame. He looks like an oil painting.
Get your audience ready. We're all set to go. What's the matter, Countess? Something wrong?
Dennis, Mrs. Mullins knows what we're up to.
How do you know?
Jensen told Mrs. Gibbons, and Mrs. Gibbons has told her.
Where's Mrs. Mullins?
Oh, she's coming right in.
Well, leave it to me, then. I'll make a little speech before I start.
Oh, all right.
Will everybody please take their places now? We're all ready to begin.
Well, let's all sit down. Come on, Lounge, over here.
Just in time, Mrs. Mullen, to find a chair.
Is this a super special, Dennis, or a short?
Something like both, BK. I think it packs a real wallop at the end, too.
Kitty, did you see that? What? Mrs. Mullins whispered something to Mrs. Gibbons, and Mrs. Gibbons got awful pale.
Oh. Kitty, you're going to watch the lights, aren't you?
Yes, Dennis.
Okay, turn them out.
Oh.
We're all ready now. I only want to say this before we start. In this picture tonight, we're going to portray certain events we believe happened in this room 6 years ago, come next May 21st. The night Edwin Wilde was shot. Let me add this, too. Wilde's murderer is in this room tonight. And don't anyone try to leave. The police are guarding every exit. All right, here it is.
Events that led to the ruthless murder of Edwin Wilde on the night of May 21st, 1934.
If you want your husband to say right out loud, "Darling, you're the best little cook in town," if you want your entire family to praise the kind of meals mother serves at home, then ask your grocer for a fresh-baked Hoster's butterscotch loaf today. Serve this perfectly baked pure white cake, frosted with rich, creamy butterscotch and topped with roasted pecans for tonight's dinner. Look for Hoster's butterscotch loaf in the pretty Kitty Kelly display on your food store counter. Price, only 15 cents. Serves 12 generous slices. Hostess Butterscotch Loaf.
At last, the all-important motion picture flashes on the small screen Dennis has set up at one end of Mrs. Mullen's living room. And the murderer is in the audience. What thoughts are going through his or her mind as the film unreels? Who, in short, killed Edwin Wilde?
Tomorrow, be sure to hear the next episode in the thrilling life story of the beautiful golden-haired Irish girl, Pretty Kitty Kelly. And be sure to remind your boy or girl to listen to Skyblazers, radio's thrilling aviation show, next Saturday evening over this station. Colonel Roscoe Turner, world-famous pilot, will offer a genuine flying model airplane. Be sure to listen.